From Chicago, I'm Rob Mark, and this is the Aviation Minute. As we enter week four of the search for Malaysian Airlines Flight 370, it's time to begin confronting not only the 800-pound gorilla in the corner, the ever-weakening batteries inside the Boeing's voice and flight data recorders, but what effect this accident's going to have on the aviation industry 1 or 5 or 10 years from now. Some people thought that once the batteries died, the MH370 search would begin winding down. But Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott told reporters yesterday that giving up on this search is simply not going to happen. Clearly, the Australians have taken on the yeoman's share of the search coordination work, although help is at hand from the United States, Japan, France, South Korea, New Zealand, China, and Malaysia itself. All of this help should give the Malaysian government a chance to catch its breath, too. I hope. Clearly, they were overwhelmed on March 8th, beginning with the press coverage of the people who climbed aboard MH370 with stolen passports. World media swarmed the country and wanted answers the Malaysians didn't have themselves. Of course, Malaysia is also a country where saving face is important. It's not the US, or Europe, or Australia, where leaders are expected to deliver answers on camera. The media turmoil following the 777's disappearance made it clear the Malaysians had never before coped with such an event. This is where the International Civil Aviation Organization, the aviation arm of the United Nations, stepped in. A 1944 treaty called the Convention on International Civil Aviation, signed by 51 countries, includes Article 26, a portion of the document that makes it clear the Malaysians were responsible for conducting this investigation. But there was also a clear conflict of interest in this investigation, one that called every single decision into question. And that's an issue ICAO never foresaw. The same Malaysian government investigating this accident? Well, they just also happened to own 70% of Malaysian Airlines. So maybe it's time to consider tweaking that 70-year-old Article 26 to help countries like Malaysia that are not even remotely prepared for the monumental tasks after an aircraft accident. That tweak to Article 26 could make it clear that a country that simply doesn't have the capabilities to manage such a rescue effort will not be looked down upon if they call for help right from the beginning. Look at how much time we wasted during those first few weeks since March 8th on wild goose chases in places the airplane wasn't. Weeks that could have been better spent looking for the airplane where we now think it might really be resting. Only time will tell us just how valuable those lost weeks were, too, and how differently the hunt might have gone if everyone could have just been more honest with each other from the beginning. For the Aviation Minute, I'm Rob Mark in Chicago. See you next time.